Hello, the Five Minutes of the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 166. 166. And this is the finished work by revelation. So we've done the physical events that led to the crucifixion. Now we're looking at the things that happened by revelation. And how we're doing that, we're going to Psalm 22. But before we do that, let's dig from our golden scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15. That is where we got all these truths from. So he says from verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." Now, we're supposed here to say that you have not believed in vain. That's why you keep coming back for more. Oh, yes. He said, "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." So we looked at how he died, because that is the first of all, that is the priority of the gospel. And we've looked at the first of all, we looked at the events, physical events. We are now at the revelatory events. And so we went to Psalm 22 and in verse 8, that's where we are. He said that those who passed by me were mocking me. They said that he delighted in God. Why isn't God helping him? And we put it by Mark 15, 29, 30, and we found the same thing there. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ah, thou that destroyed the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself." He said, you said you destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days. So we are now looking at that statement Jesus made about destroying the temple. We are now in John chapter 2 and from verse 12. And he says in verse 16, "Then he said to those that sold the doves," he said, "take these things. Don't make my father's house a house of trade." Then verse 17, "And his disciples remembered that it was written in the Psalms, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him," verse 18, "what sign," this is where we're looking for, verse 18, "what sign shewest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things?" They said, "what is the sign?" When any man came into Israel to do any of the prophets, they will ask you for a sign, something that shows that what you're doing, I mean, something that is cardinal, that will be the central theme, that which we should be looking out for. Uh-huh. So they said, "show us, what is your sign?" And S-I-G-N. And so Jesus answered them, John 2:19. Jesus answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Oh, it became a point of accusation. They couldn't get over this. "What? What are you saying?" Jesus said to them, John 2:19 said, they were asking for a sign. He said, "this is the sign. I will destroy this temple." They should have asked, which temple are you talking about? He said, "I will destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Listen, didn't he say, "I'll build it up"? He said, "I will raise, like raising of the dead." "I'll raise it up." Then verse 20, that is John 2:20. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building. We used 46 years to build this temple. young man, the temple is older than you, the temple, because Jesus was 30 years when he began his ministry. He said, 30 years standing by a temple that is 46 years. He said, "listen, we used 46 years in building this temple, and will thou rear it up in 3 days?" Are you saying you'll be able to raise the temple up in 3 days? We use 46 years. And then you are saying what? What are you saying? Sorry, the temple was not 46 years old, but rather they used 46 years to build So we use 46 years to build, young man, and you are just 30 years old. And what are you saying? That you are going to raise this temple up in 3 days. But alas, verse 21 now settles it all. He says, John 2:21, but he spake of the temple of his body. But he spake of the temple of his body. So this is one of the most remarkable sentences from the lips of Jesus. This is one of the most remarkable, tell you, it is one of the most remarkable. Destroy the temple and in 3 days raise it up again. Destroy the temple and listen, sense knowledge, man. All they could think about was what they could see with the eye, what they could smell with their nose, what they could taste with their mouth, what they could hear with their ear, what they could feel. So when they saw the temple, they saw the edifice, they said, what, you young man, what are you saying? You'll be able to destroy this temple and in 3 days raise it up. And that was a point of contention. They said, for this reason, we will kill you. For saying that, we will kill you. But alas, they did not know that Jesus was talking by revelation. They were sense knowledge men. They were just thinking according to what they felt. Jesus said, no, I'm not talking about this temple. I'm talking about my body. I'm talking about my body. Oh, we are going to go in depth into the. You will love it. You will love it. Because the temple is huge. The concept of the temple is huge. And you are part of it. You're so blessed. Bye.